we're holding here in the pasuk of also Sifa Ladova Shanech Mitzav Eschem L'Sigru Mimenu, which deals with the Tosif and Baal Tigra. And a topic that's up for discussion here is, what about all the different rabbanans? Would that be Baal Tosif or not? That's the topic that is up for discussion. And the Rambam here and Ramban and so on. Okay. Hol v'yesh lebezin. So this is the first piece of Rambam and Mamrim based test. Hol v'yesh lebezin ligzor v'lesa dova muta v'yamur isur ledoros. So the Rambam asks, he just got through explaining that Bezin has a halacha that they can actually make zeros that last forever. So they can add an iser, that or they can add a karmelis that didn't exist before. So mahu zesh is here a Torah l'seisel l'sigurmenu. So why did the what does it mean when the Torah prohibited adding or taking away? So he answers. Shalo lahosif al dibur Torah gramehen. It means not to add or to take away. V'lekvoa hadava la'olam v'dava shuminat Torah v'imetar shabiksav v'imetar shabal peh. In other words, to go and to incorporate something as if it were to be a Torah law. In other words, I add something and explain it in framework of a Torah law. That's a problem. So now, the Rambam's question, so we'll see later, the Ravid asks, he doesn't understand the question. This is what the Torah said. But according to Ravid, for instance, well, Tosafot think it would be a private person doing it. But the Rambam says it depends on how you structure the Isser. And he gives an example. Keta. Hare kosev bator lo sevasha gdiba chalev imo. The Torah says you're not allowed to cook gedi in its mother's milk. We learned the Torah Shabbat Peh that you're allowed to cook chicken, a fowl of any type with milk. So if a bezin comes along and says, well, you're allowed to eat the meat of a chaya in milk, that's taken away from the Torah law. And they come along and reinterpret the Torah and say, no, the Torah means everything. So adding or detracting from the Torah means that we present it as such. But let's say they say that no, chicken meat is chicken and milk is mutimina Torah. The onanesos of Nadil Amshu Gzeira, and we will present it as a Gzeira. In other words, we're doing this as a Gzeira, as a barrier. The Yoimu Ha'if Mutta, Mipnesh Esparish, Kacha Chayim Mutash Esparish. They're going to say, listen, if you're going to let people have chicken and milk, they're going to say, well, a deer also doesn't say, so deer is also mutter. And then they'll say, you know what, even a cow is mutter, it only says a goat. And then somebody will say, well, it's only if it's a goat in goat's milk. So we're going to present it as an issa with a reason, as a safety barrier. That'll be okay. I want to add something interesting to Rambam. So the Rambam says very clearly that it depends on how you present it. If you present it as the Gufa Isser, then it's Baltais Vatigra, if we present it as a gzera, as a takana, for a reason, as a Rabbanan, that's perfectly fine, that's legitimate, that's what Rabbanan allowed to do. In the Rambam's letters, there's an interesting give and take about a topic. And again, we have only one side of the letter, so we can't actually see the full picture, but it appears the following. There was a huge machlokas of the Rambam with the Iraqi community. I don't remember the name of the Dayan who was head of the Iraqi community. And it went like this. There were boats that they would ride on the river, maybe Euphrates, one of the rivers on Shabbos. And in Iraq, they asked it, and the Rambam was matter it. And there was a big hullabaloo and back and forth. But the Rambam writes in a letter very, very strongly the following point. He said, I guess they must have written that they have a mesorah that it's also, that they made it usur, that they made takana. It's hard, we're seeing one side of it. But that seemed, they've been saying, how dare you be matter, and so on. To which Rambam responded, I have no problem with that. If you will present it that it's mutter, but we were no Higbo Yisr, or there's a reason why one asked it, that would be perfectly fine. That would be appropriate. And you would not allow to go because there's a takana sehir, because no Higbo Yisr. But to present it as being Asame Ikradim is wrong. And the Rambam is very insistent. I want to add a point which I think is important. In the public sphere, some people feel that it is appropriate to overstate something when if in the interest of having it take effect. So if you want to tell people not to do X, and you know that maybe those people won't listen, if you manage to present it as the Issa Daraisa, then it'll have a stronger effect. There are two problems with that. One is the Rambam's problem, and that's the core problem. But when you present a sheker, so it's a short, yes, so people are not doing it, but they now have a false understanding of the Torah, and that's wrong. On the other hand, that's one part. A second problem is that someday when people realize that, then everything falls off. Anything you've ever said is questionable because, you know, you can't be trusted anymore. It's a very, very short-term victory and long-term loss. And the Rambam's point is that it's even a short-term loss because what you're doing is destroying Torah. You get, sometimes when they teach halachas, and it's tricky, sometimes teach halachas to unlettered audiences, or you write booklets for them and so on, and you don't make the distinction between what's me'ikar adin and what's... Now, the feeling is some people are mezalvin as soon as they hit it with Rabbanan, and that's obviously wrong. That's like a karoyim if that's what they are. But on the flip side is when you just sweep everything under the genuine rug, you're creating a distortion of Torah. It's not right in its own right, and it definitely what happens is at some point you just lose the trust of people. Next Rambam, and this is Rambam Minyan Mitzvah. V'yesh mitzvah cheres sheneschat shachmat in Torah v'kavetz in neviim chacham v'pashei shol. There are other mitzvahs that the chachamim added, like Chanukah, Purim, etc. Kol eila mitzvah sheneschat shachmat v'kavetz shomrom sheneschat kol adava. We're obligated to keep it midoraisa. The einam teisefes al mitzvah Torah. They're not called an addition mitzvah Torah. Val ma'iz hira Torah le'teisei tigra, shlei novi rashoi lechadish dova v'loima, shakadosh baruch hu tzivo b'mitzvah zu losif l'mitzvah Torah, o lechosa achas me'elu hashesh me'as shleishas mitzvahs. In other words, if you are presenting it as a Torah, as a redefining of the Torah, that's awesome. So if a Navi type person would come and say, you know, we got it wrong because Baruch Hu told us to add and to take away a mitzvah. That's wrong. Al v'moisifu bez nimnovi. But if they add it as a takana or a gzeira, ain't it a sefes? They're not coming along saying, oh, we found a new mitzvah, erev a megillah. Vilo omer came because had they said that, how you must see from the altar, that would be baltosif. Ala kachana omrim. Vishanevim in Shanevim Bezdin Tiknu Vitsiva Lukas Hamigilla by Nasa, Gelahaska Shosha Gespoch with Shua Shasa Lanu. But there are so he comments in Shadiva Sefer and Esloi Sase. So all the mitzvahs we understand as being Rabbanan. The Rabbanan created those mitzvahs and presented it to us for this Nis Toelas. The Ramban over here says the same thing in a few words. Umashi Tiknu Hachomishim Gedek or Shnias Harais Yitzaben, Zui Mitzvah Natera. So he says, even though the Torah told us to keep Rabbanans, but we need to understand the mitzvah for what it is. So when the Chachamim made a takana to sit in a sukkah on the eighth day, we need to understand in Chutzaretz, we need to understand it as this is a takanas Chachamim, which now the Torah obligates us to keep for that reason.
It's the mitzvahs that were heard, for example, you see a lot from Moshe Sinai.
Right.
They're not written explicitly in the Torah.
Right.
Those are assuming that they fall in under somewhere.
So that's Torah Shebal Peh, and that is really do you find those halacha Moshe Sinai referred to are almost always details in another mitzvah. I don't know offhand any mitzvahs that from the scratch is a halacha Moshe Sinai. Okay, the next is the Rabbeinu Bechaya, where he speaks again about the addition of mitzvahs, you know, midrabban and so on. So he says, he brings the Chazal that you can't have Valtais Valtigra. Avol, third sentence in, Mashetikna Chazal Vagdorim Atzorgensha Einzen Kersefis, Kiloi Bo El Lishma Seikar. So Rabbeinu Bechaya gives somewhat of a slightly different nuance, a different twist on what it on what this is. He says that since they are presented in the picture of a larger mitzvah as a framework, so therefore it's not the thing itself. It's sort of the wrappings of mitzvahs, the fencing around it. So we understand that this is not the house itself, it's the fence around it. So he doesn't mention here, he's not talking about Rabbanas like Hanukkah and Purim, which are really new in Yanim, but the vast majority of Takanos Chachamim are Gedarim, not to come to Isser. So since this is not seen as a mitzvah in its own right, but a Gedar, that's why it doesn't fall in this category. Next one is a Raver on that Rambam. And he goes to town like he usually does on the Rambam. Om Avram, kol eilu yisaruach. He's wrong. He's totally wrong, the Rambam. She kol dover she gozol avasru lisyag l'mishmerashal teira. Eifel ha-taisif. He says, you can't say that an additional iser would be a problem al-taisif. Afilukom u l'deiris vasu kishal torah v'samchu l'mikra. Even if they made it permanently, even if they found a pasuk fit, and taking away things that are lefisha, that's also not a problem because etas avirta secha. Well, itimza is a moisif al mitzvah essay where lulu would film this great event. Now, the Ravid gives us different klalim, and they're problematic. The Ravid says, first of all, Bal Tosif, by its nature, is only shayach to mitzvahs essay. It's not shayach by los essay. It's not clear to me why that is. Either because the nature of Bal Tigra is to take is the Baal Tosif means to add something, and when you're telling somebody not to do something, when you're telling somebody not to blow shofar, there's no real, you're telling what not to do. There's no activity that you're doing. But the problem is, well, what about Chanukah and Purim? Those are kumaseis, those are mitzvaseis in Rabbanan, so why is it about Tosif? Doesn't answer that. He says, Baal Tosif is onshach mitzvaseis, beinushav doris, v'enshakov adal teresh lekova. So how do I deal with making an Eruv, which is Rabbanan, Chanukah, Purim, and things like that? Very, very unclear how he would deal with it. And also not clear in the Raivet, does he really mean to distinguish in essays and los essays, or between kumasei and los essay? In other words, is it the action of doing something that falls in a category, or is it because it has a shemitzes essay?
Does he deal with Lo Sigra? Does he put in that?
Doesn't deal with Lo Sigra either. So he says, he says if it's Gora Lefitzerech Shah, that's okay to do. Now, also interesting, the pasuk he brings a pasuk Tilm, Eis Las Hashem Fertor Secha. Well, it's a, so Eis Las Hashem allows you to be Megareya things, but it's a pasuk Tilm only. Mm-hmm. You can't be a mocker. I mean, the Rambam based on some Lo Sosser, that's the Raisa. What do you mean of it? I don't know. Okay, next one is a kuzari that adds another nekuda in this puzzle. Re'inu gam mitzvah shechitcha chamoish na'asa teira. Kach l'moshel. Shloi mikidish estecha chotze vela oilet michutz mizbeach. Vosa tzachak shesem shesem. Shlomo created a whole ritual, a whole ceremony for being mikadish the Beit HaMikdash. They brought karbanis not on mizbeach. They made a new yontif. Chaitik n'davish mo seda mishoyrim bebayis. Seda sinzikvur. They created the Seder of the Mishayrim. There were changes in Beis HaMikdash. Mashitl Ezal called by Sheni, and Mashasom Makamar Evan Ritzpah and Tol Pareches, and so on. So you have a whole series of things that were changed. Omar Kuzari, Ve'echi Tochnas Kol Zeh Masor Seh Teh Sotik Menon. So how do we understand all these things that vis-a-vis Baltel Zeh Matigra? Omar Chava, so he says a fascinating pshat. Loi nemra azhara zu ki'im lahamoin am. This azhara was given to the people as a whole. Lebal yechatshu mitzvos midaitam loizchak mevoizam terfis osem belvad kemasik haroim. They shouldn't come up with their own ideas and say, oh, I'm sure this is what the Torah means, and everybody has. V'lechein izhirim akosov ki kablu rak menevim shikum hachamoyshe, makarim ha-shoiftim, ואמרו על עדס הנבי, נבי אוקל מקרב אחיהם כמויכו, ודיבה עליהם את כל שעצבנו, ואשר לכהנם השאיפתים, סיבו לשמור, לעשה כל השיירו. So he says, there's a difference between people doing it, or כהנים, נביאים, and שאיפתים. מים עלוי תוי סיפו לדבר שלנו, ותאר אותך היום תגיד מנו חולו, זו יש איבה כוונה סי. The way you understand it is as follows: Lo tosifu al adova shetivisichem adi moish al dei navi mikir b'chom yachecha lefi hatnoim asher nikvu l'nevuah. Lo tosifu al adova asher iskimu lo v'kahanem v'ashoyftim makzit Hashem. So it's including, and lo tosifu is including anything that the Kohanim and Meshos Hashem, the Shoftim decree. Kalolu mikam siyum in Ashchina. Ubiyois misparim rav moid, lo yitong yaskimineim lo davasak Torah. And being that you have a large group of people, then together they will reach an understanding that fits with the Torah. V'chein lo tetoch natsamat tos. They won't make mistakes, biyoisum chachmosim rabbah. Asher chalk b'olim v'yirusha, some God inherited Chochma, Chalkam Yipas Kishim Ativi, some just naturally brilliant, the Chalkam Niklam Ba'amola. The Fiyakabolos, Riyadena, Mitzumas, and Hedin Ludas, Kola Chochmas, Kulam Shlemus, v'yichud me'acha shrak matmoy nistay v'nevuah v'vaska merzkar. So Kuzari here says a bunch of chidushim, very, very, very hard to understand what he means. Baal Tosef Mal Tigra is not chal on Beis Din. That's interesting. No, another rishayim like that. Two, he says that a navi comes along and says we can be mekablet. We know that you can't be mekablet from navi. A navi is not ain't a navi shel chadish tava. So certainly a navi can't be the one to go ahead. Third of all, he lists kohanim, neviim, and chachamim. I don't know where the kohanim come in over here. Exactly what institution are we talking about? Bez Nagadol, so that's the chachamim. Very, very unclear where in halacha this fits in. A very unclear kuzari. I mean, his general sense is that when you have a large body of Chachmi Yisrael, of Gdoli Yisrael, thing or something, they're being mechavin to what the Torah wants. Very big chiddush. I don't know what's mekaris, I'm just pointing it out. One more piece is a Sfarnu over here. V'lo sigman lishmer. So he basically, the Sfarnu is trying to give a psychological understanding of why it is, what it is that people shy away from, that they're being, what is it exactly being gareya? The Torah is warning you that the main rationalization for getting rid of Isurim is saying, you know, I mean, I hear what the Torah says and I understand. It won't affect me. So the Torah says a king shouldn't have too many wives, money, horses, because it brings pride and so on and so forth, and it will turn his heart away. So Shlomo says that's very, very good. However, since the reason is that it will pervert people's judgment, I'm smarter than that, and I can do it. That's exactly what the Torah didn't want. The Torah said you cannot use the reason given for changing the halacha. He says, and the raya of it, that this idea of trusting yourself, of saying, well, the Torah said, but I'm different, we see from Baal Pa'or. The people that went to do that various, that wasn't what they were trying to do. They said, listen, we want to have a good time with the Bnois Mayav. We're not interested at all in Avodah Zarah. We're interested in Titus. Ke'omre v'yochlom liznois. V'af al pi sh'atayra ozer nechassar es kochavim. The Torah said that if you start with a bas necher, you get down to Avodah Zarah. Ke'omre v'zonu v'nesech v'iznes v'necha. They said if you marry out, they're going to turn your children away. Everyone said, you know what? You know, fun, you know, business and pleasure are two separate spheres in my life. Every person that ran with his taiva is going, was became another of a desire. So that a person take the reasoning that the Torah gives and use it to find himself a heter, that's the problem of Lesigra, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you up for what you... I know somebody many, many years ago, extraordinarily brilliant bacha, who for many reasons decided to go off the derech. I know, but he was a big lamdan and a chacham, and his his first stage was he kept all the halachas faithfully, except for Gzeiros Rabbanan. Kind of a very interesting modern day karai. Like he said all the things about Bishlakom, and he had a gracious roommate and the eight, you know, everything there that the Rabbanan said, you know, that, yeah, you know, he had a very, very strong, he had a very strong rutzen to show that it's doable, to show that you can be an authentic biblical Jew without being a rabbinic Jew. You know, like, so he was very smart, very big Lamdin, knew a lot, and sort of passed the different, needless to say, he doesn't keep any mitzvahs whatsoever today. Thank God he married somebody Jewish, but that's about it. There is no, you know, the Gemara says, if they wouldn't keep Shias, they would be boiled the Erva Gufa. There's a special, the Torah tells us that Tachanos Chachamim are significant and important. So b'meila, so it's important to know what's a deraisa, what's a rabbanon, what's a minhag, what's, you know, what's a takana seir. It's important to know the distinctions, but it's just as important to understand the value of each piece of it and understand that you don't have the ability to rock the boat without drowning. If you rock the boat, you will tip over. That's the okay. Good. Hold it in.